What can new recruits expect whenever they sign up?
Well, the first thing you should expect is that you're joining the military still. So there, it's like any other business. We're only hiring for specific jobs that we need to fill. So be flexible with that process. Don't come in thinking I'm just going to do this one job, because first, we don't even know if you qualify for it, because we do have the Armed Services Aptitude, Vocational Aptitude and Battery Test, which is the ASVAB. So depending on what your scores are on that, it could limit your job options. Additionally, the physical screening could potentially limit it. So basically, just know that if you're making this decision, you're going to have to be a little bit more flexible. But at the end of the day, job's just a job. Everything's there in the Air Force that you're looking for. If it's, you know, your education, if it's camaraderie, if it's teamwork, doesn't matter what it is, you know, it's going to be the same across the board. And then once you decide to join, just start prepping yourself, because that first week's probably going to be the most difficult and basic, and after that, it's just enjoy your time and get as much out of it as you can.
Awesome. And I know you said one of the things that you gave for advice was be flexible. Any other advice for people signing up?
Yeah, definitely trust the recruiting process. Okay, so I know there's a lot of speculation out there that, oh, recruiters are used car salesmen, but ultimately that's not the case. We are trying to help you, whatever your goals may be. It really helps us to know that, so that we can try to give you the information that you need, whether you decide to join or not. So trust the process. Definitely do your research, and be accountable. So if you decide to make the decision and then you get cold feet, that's totally fine, but you need to at least tell your recruiter.